The new execution chamber is called F-Block. It's behind Idaho's maximum security institution in a gated complex that houses three other state prisons. Construction on F-Block started in May and wrapped up just days before the state served Paul Rhodes with his death warrant. Rhodes is now isolated in F-Block. Brent Ranke directs the Idaho Department of Corrections. He explains how F-Block is set up.
It's a building that houses two different areas, one area for the condemned families' witnesses and the other for the state's witnesses. The execution chamber itself, of course, contains the table. It also contains a podium, a red telephone, and a black telephone. The red telephone is for the governor's office. The black telephone is for the courts or the attorney general's office.
Those phones are for a last-minute stay of execution. Renke says the 1994 death fell short in one major way. The condemned's family and the victim's families witnessed the injection together in the same room. Renke says he discussed the upgrade with Governor Butch Otter, who agreed that needed to change.
So now there's a complete separation area. This is nice, if you could call that kind of an application nice. It's as adequate and as professional as any execution chamber anywhere in any of the 50 states.
Renke says the medical and injection teams that will perform the execution are not in the chamber. They're in a medical dispensing room a wall away. That's to protect their identities. I'm Scott Key, KBSX News.